AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The U.S. federal government has been shut down. President Donald Trump and Congress did not reach a deal to keep programs and services running. Roughly 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the latest forecast for two back-to-back hurricanes.
The outer bands of Hurricane Humberto lashed Bermuda as it approached the tiny British territory, with newly formed Hurricane Imelda following closely behind. A hurricane warning was in effect for the island located in the North Atlantic, as forecasters warned of dangerous seas, strong winds, and heavy rain. Humberto was expected to pass well west and north of Bermuda by Wednesday morning. Humberto was a Category 4 storm on Monday, but is quickly losing strength and is forecast to dissipate by Wednesday. Imelda is expected to pass near or over the island on Wednesday afternoon as a Category 2 hurricane.
The White House is reportedly withdrawing its nomination to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The White House will announce a new nominee to lead the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's according to a White House official who spoke anonymously, saying the nomination of E.J. Antoni to lead the BLS has been pulled. No reasons were given, but the official says President Trump plans to announce a new nominee soon. Trump nominated Antoni in an attempt to gain more control over the federal agency responsible for producing key economic data. Trump fired Erica McIntyre-Furr as BLS commissioner on August 1st after the July jobs report showed a rapid slowdown in hiring. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Hamas says it will discuss President Trump's Gaza peace plan with its members and other Palestinian factions. The plan calls for Hamas to disarm and return all of its hostages. This is AP News. A celebrity couple is splitting up.
Court records in Nashville show Nicole Kidman has filed for divorce from Keith Urban. Oscar winner Kidman and Grammy winner Urban got married in 2006.
We can make this work out, baby. You know it's true. Can't picture myself with no one but you.
Urban was in rehab for substance abuse 4 months after they were married. Recently, Urban paid tribute to Kidman and brought her to tears when she received the AFI Life Achievement Award. Kidman told the AP last year,
"You're heading for trouble if you consider yourself the perfect couple."
She was in the Netflix series, The Perfect Couple.
"No, I'm not a believer in perfect."
The divorce filing listed marital difficulties and irreconcilable differences. Nicole Kidman was married to Tom Cruise for 11 years. She and Keith Urban have two teenage daughters. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.